President Robert Mugabe's party has failed to secure control of Zimbabwe's parliament in a partial recount of the March 29th election, results showed today, handing the ruling party its first defeat in 28 years. But President Mugabe has refused to yield power, ordering a police crackdown on members of the opposition, which accuses him of stealing the poll. Yesterday, armed riot police raided the opposition MDC's headquarters and detained scores of people, including supporters who had sought refuge after fleeing violence in various parts of the country. The government denies it is waging a violent campaign. Coordinator for the Zimbabwe vigil, Rose Benton, says it's time the international community abandon its soft diplomacy approach.
The Southern African region must do more. Thabo Mbeki has been talking about quiet diplomacy almost since we started the vigil. And his quiet diplomacy to me is just tacit support. And all that time, peoples are suffering. And it's like he could have changed this years ago, and he hasn't. To me, that makes him a human rights abuser, a murderer, a torturer, and a rapist. Because that's what's happening to the people. By allowing it to happen, and when he has the means to stop it, that's what he's doing. I'm pleased to see that the Tanzanian president, who's also head of the African Union at the moment, is actually calling for more action, and I hope something comes of that.
Meanwhile, the president of the international Catholic charity Caritas Internationalis, Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, has urged the UN Security Council to impose an immediate arms embargo on Zimbabwe. In a statement issued this week, Caritas Internationalis said church leaders in the country report that without international intervention, Zimbabweans face genocide. Caritas said that reports from within Zimbabwe of increased violence are deeply troubling and that the international community must prevent further arms reaching the country. A Chinese arms shipment was refused permission to unload in South Africa later 2 weeks ago. Caritas has urged all African nations not to allow the arms to be shipped through their territory. Meanwhile, in churches across Britain tomorrow, a day of prayer for Zimbabwe will be held.